Hello friends, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on Chapter 8, Ethical Edge Marketing with Responsibility in Digital Age. Now, when we talk about ethics as well as responsibility, this has to be understood very carefully. In the modern world, the marketing goal is not just to acquire business, to sell products and services, but in the digital age, marketers have strength in the form of influencing customers. And when this strength of influencing customer can be leveraged for effective marketing, it needs to be done responsibly. Because only when marketers act responsibly, then only they can win trust, then only they can sustain growth of their business. And when can they act responsibly? By following ethics. When we talk about ethics, at least the basic norms and values should be adhered to while dealing with the customer. And this is what exactly we are going to learn more specifically in the digital age. This chapter will help students understand the importance of ethical marketing and responsible practices in the digital era. Students will also learn how compliance, transparency, and principal strategies can make marketing sustainable, effective, and capable of building long-term relationship with the customer. So the first basic block we need to understand is, what is ethical marketing? Ethical marketing in financial services simply means promoting products and services honestly, responsibly, and with respect for the customer's needs and well-being. These two words, needs and well-being, are very important, because customer definitely has a need, but if you sell based on his needs, then it is ethical marketing. But if you make use of his needs for manipulation, mis-selling, that is not called ethical marketing. Ethical marketing focuses on truthfulness in communication, clarity in product information, in what you say to the customer. Customer should be told the right features. Customer should be told the right product, and customer should be convinced to buy for its usefulness. It also means making sure the product details are clear and easy to understand. Using good ethics is key to keeping customers happy and working with the financial service provider for a long time. Now, having understood what exactly is ethical marketing, there are three pillars of ethical marketing. When we say three pillars, these are the most important aspects of ethical marketing, and they are trust, transparency, and responsibility. What does trust mean? Trust means being truthful with the customers, doing what you promise, and not lying or making false claims. So if you are truthful and not making any false promises, then only the trust can be established. And when people trust a brand, they are more likely to stay with it, and obviously the business will grow. The second important pillar of ethical marketing is transparency. This means explaining clearly to the customer about how the product is made, how much it costs, and any possible risk or side effects. There should not be any hidden charges, any hidden features or tricky terms which the customer will know later and repent for why did he interact with you. So transparency is the most important pillar that goes along with trust. And the third important pillar of ethical marketing is responsibility. When we talk about responsibility, whatever the customer is persuaded or influenced, you have to be responsible. And that responsibility will ensure that you take the interest of the customer in mind. You keep the well-being of the customer in mind. This involves considering the broader impact of marketing, not only on the customer, but on the society, the environment, as well as the vulnerable groups. It means promoting products that are safe and beneficial, and avoiding practices that exploit or cause harm. These three ideas or pillars of ethical marketing work together to build long-term positive relationships with the customers. Now let's understand the difference between ethical marketing and only effective marketing. In the modern times, it is no good of doing only effective marketing. You also need to do ethical marketing. Effective marketing focuses on sales targets, market share, revenue growth, whereas principled marketing focuses on honesty, fairness, and respect for customer. So no doubt you have to do ethical, effective marketing, but that needs to be actually alongside principled marketing. A marketing campaign may be effective in attracting attention or increasing revenue, but if it misleads customers or hires risk, it fails the ethical test. Principled marketing combines the effectiveness with integrity, leading to stronger brand credibility and loyalty in the long run. It protects customers by making sure financial products are explained honestly, clearly, and fairly so people can make smart choices. When institutions act with integrity, they build a strong and trustworthy reputation. Being honest and fair helps increase public trust not only in one company, but in the entire financial system, which supports stability and growth. When a brand always behaves with honesty, customers will trust it, stay loyal, and tell others about it. Over time, this ethical behavior becomes a strong advantage, helping the brand stand for reliability and care. Now, let's understand what are the foundations of ethical marketing practices. What does the ethics specify? The ethics specify the moral principles to be followed by the salesperson based on the accepted norms of the sales organization and the industry in which the sales organization is a part. So the norms, not only for sales organization, but for the industry as a whole also. Ethical marketing is based on strong moral principles. Moral principles helps to decide between good and bad activities. And this in turn helps to decide between good and bad behavior. And this also helps to understand how good the customer takes care about the customer with the three pillars of ethical marketing, and in turn wins the trust of the customer and long-term relationship. The moral principles helps the sales organizations and the salespersons to choose an acceptable behavior before performing sales operations. The moral principles have to align with the changes happening in the marketing environment and provide guidance for the salespersons to decide what is right and what is wrong. The ethical principles need to be bound into a code of conduct to serve as a mirror for every salesperson to do activities. It should not be a matter as to what should be done. Once it is established in the code of conduct, this code of conduct is also being taught in the training programs as well as and kept in the manuals for the salespersons to read. And when these principles are clear, there is no question of any confusion. There will always be a clarity for the salesperson to do what is right and never do what is wrong. Now let's look at the key pillars of ethical marketing. The first key pillar is honesty. Honesty means providing true and clear information about products and services without hiding important details, and the customer clearly understands about whether you are honest or not. Not only honesty, but fairness is also an equally important key pillar of ethical marketing. When we talk about fairness, fairness involves treating all customers equally and ensuring that the offers, prices, and recommendations are unbiased. A salesperson should never keep biases based on the customers. It should be fair towards all and ensure that all the offers, prices, and recommendations are clearly explained. Next important pillar is the transparency. Being open about how marketing is done, how customer data is used, and how a product is made and priced is very important to know, not only for the salesperson, but also for the customer. Customer can make the right choices without any hidden surprises, and hence being open and transparent about products and services, even about the organization, is very important for the salesperson, and this will help the customer to make the right choices without any hidden surprise. Next important key pillar is accountability. Accountability is taking responsibility for the promises made and correct mistakes when they occur. Especially during the sales talk, a salesperson may go out of the way in making many promises simply to attract the customer and take the order. But if these promises are not fulfilled, then he is responsible for that. And hence, the salesperson should talk only that and make only those promises which can be fulfilled. And if it is not done, then he should take accountability for it and the customer can file complaint for that. He should always respect for customers' rights is an important key pillar of ethical marketing. Respect for customers' rights ensures that privacy, consent, and confidentiality are always protected. Because in the digital age, even minutest digital information about the customer is with the organization, and in turn, the salesperson can access. And here, he should respect that he would not violate any norms. He would not make misuse of any data of customer. He will maintain the privacy of data, and if at all he has to use it for official purpose, he'll take consent of the customer. This will amount to giving respect for the customer's right. And another important key pillar is responsibility. Thinking about the wider impact of marketing on society, the environment, and vulnerable groups, and avoiding actions that could cause harm or take unfair advantage of anyone is an important aspect of responsibility. So having understood the key pillars, now it's the time to understand how we can build an ethically marketing culture. An ethical marketing culture is very important so that everyone flows into it and no one finds an odd way out. Needs strong leadership from the top to build an ethical culture, and that's where everyone can work together. And how does the building happens? It starts by putting in place a clear ethical rule and training for all employees. So when this clear ethical rule, we have seen there can be a code of conduct, a codified, documented will help everyone to see it. And it can be actually taught and explained to employees during induction programs or during trainings of employees. It also means setting up systems that ensure transparency in all the dealings with the customers. So setting up systems can include both digital as well as a sort of communication or meeting with the superiors. So this can help to build a ethical marketing culture. Importantly, senior managers must lead by example for encouraging an honest, open communication and rewarding the staff when they demonstrate ethical behavior. So we have seen there are different ways to motivate, and simply by rewarding staff when they are actually demonstrating ethical behavior, not only could be a good motivation for them, but could also be a good inspiration for other staff. When ethics becomes part of the organization culture, employees naturally act with integrity and customers develop long-term trust in the brand. Now let's understand the difference between ethical and unethical practices. Ethical marketing is about being honest and fair. It simply means telling customers about any potential downsides of a product, offering solutions that actually work for them, and being clear about the things like returns or benefit. So sincerity in telling everything about the product means ethical marketing. For example, a bank is using ethical marketing when it fully explains the good and bad points of an investment before selling. So the customer understands both the pros and cons and then makes an informed decision. That's how ethical marketing is done. Ethical marketing practices helps financial institutions earn respect, ensure compliance, and build lasting relationship based on trust. So when we talk in terms of earn respect and lasting relationship, it specifically deals with the customers and compliance with the regulations made by the regulators. Marketing becomes not only effective but also meaningful and sustainable when ethical marketing practices are followed. What exactly is unethical marketing? Unethical marketing includes advertisements that lie or mislead, hide fees, or extra charges or using pressure to force a fast sale. All this will not win trust of the customer. You may succeed in the short term, but in the long term, it can seriously backfire. While these bad practices might earn money quickly, they will hurt the company's reputation and make the customers lose trust over time. Now let's understand the difference between ethical norms and values, because we have seen ethical marketing involves following ethical norms as well as values. Despite any tempting situations, both the norms as well as the values cannot be diluted while you actually involved in a sales call. Ethical norms and values guide sales organizations and salespeople. Norms are acceptable behavior by the sales organization and the sales community. So these are the general day-to-day for sales, whereas values establish the importance given to any sales activity. It's the intention, it's the motive behind any rightful activity, and hence both cannot be diluted howsoever the tempting situation would be, howsoever the challenging situation it would be. Both ethical norms and values enable ethical sales. Marketers and salespeople are expected to follow the highest standard of moral norms and values while dealing with the customer. Ethical norms that are followed by salespersons includes following all rules and regulations, should have proper knowledge and experience for servicing the customer, should be able to guide the customers for making a decision to buy the product they need without any vested interest of the salespersons or the sales organization. We have to manifest highest level of integrity while dealing with the customer and provide customer delight in every transaction with the customer. They should communicate with the customer at the customer's convenient time and not whenever they feel. There has to be ethical values also, and ethical values for responsible selling includes being honest to the customers, which means making a promise of delivering a product or service which actually exists in reality and not just for the sake of closing an order. It also includes respecting the customers, irrespective of the status of the customer. It also includes showing fairness to the customer, that is, fair in providing the products and services as promised during the sales process. Ethical values for responsible selling also includes winning trust of the customer, which means should not make false and misleading statements about the products and services. Ethical values for responsible selling also means being eager to listen to the customer. And when you are eager, you have an open mind to listen to the customer's needs and not force upon the customer unwanted information of products and or services. Ethical values for responsible selling also includes accountability and responsibility for every action. You should take credit for the good experience. You should be responsible for providing any defect or deficiency of your product. So whatever the outcome of your sales service, you are accountable and responsible. So always ensure that you provide good experience and good products and services to your customer. Salesperson should display high level of self-discipline while dealing with different types of customers. This includes your grooming, this includes your body language, this includes your interpersonal skills. This also includes taking appointments and actually going on time and respecting the time of the customer. So when you display high levels of self-discipline, you have ethical values of responsible selling. So after understanding the norms and values, now it's the time to understand behavioral finance, because this chapter itself, we have seen that the main goal of a financial service provider is not to sell, but to guide. And when we have to guide, behavioral finance plays a very important role. Behavioral finance helps marketers and financial advisors understand how people really think and behave about their money. Various theories by which important information about customers can be deciphered. The behavioral finance explains why customers might delay savings, take necessary risks, or prefer short-term rewards or long-term benefits. And this can be easily captured in the interactions they have, which can be captured in the digital form or while actually dealing with the customers face-to-face. By understanding these behavioral patterns, marketers can design communication and products that help customers make wiser and more confident financial choices. And when they understand the behavior of a customer, they can gently guide them with the nudges. A nudge is a gentle way of guiding customers towards better decisions without forcing or misleading them. And here comes the need of responsible nudging. Responsible nudging respects the customer's freedom of choice and provides useful reminders or options that encourage good financial habits. For example, a bank sending a reminder to increase savings at the start of every month, or a gentle suggestion to choose a lower risk investments for retirement, are both responsible nudges. These are based on the customer's information, and the customer is very happy to receive such nudges and implement it quickly. These actions help customers make beneficial decisions while still keeping them in control. You don't force them, but they actually take action because it is beneficial and useful for them. Ethical nudging means using behavioral insights to promote financial well-being and not to push unnecessary sales. So when financial well-being is the motto, automatically unnecessary sales comes to the backseat. And for that reason, a very important technique of persuasion, not manipulation. So what's the difference between persuasion and manipulation? Persuasion is good because it helps customers to make confident, independent decisions, whereas manipulation is bad because it uses lies or tricks to deceive people, usually for someone's selfish gains. In financial services, responsible nudges have many uses, such as encouraging people to save regularly, promoting the need for insurance protection, or guiding investors to spread out the money. And here, the technique of persuasion is very important in ethical marketing, not manipulation. Behavioral finance and responsible nudging help financial service providers mix psychology with ethics to support customers in making smarter, more confident financial choices. When we talk about psychology, it's a behavior. When we talk about the ethics, it's the norms and the values. When done ethically, the financial service provider can build trust, help customer become more financially knowledgeable, and strengthen the long-term customer relationship, because the customer will always benefit out of such actions and will keep on coming to you again and again. Now, with this modern world, in the digital world, in the digital first strategy, a new sort of concern has emerged, that is in the form of cyber attacks, and that is where cyber security becomes important. And when we talk about cyber security, digital ethics also plays a very important role in cyber security. Customer data brings a great deal of responsibility. If data is misused or handled carelessly, it can hurt customers, destroy trust, and cause legal problems. And for this reason, cybersecurity and digital ethics are absolutely necessary in modern marketing. Cybersecurity in marketing simply means protecting customer data from unauthorized access, theft, or misuse. And once you are into it, then customer will be safe and secure and can do his transactions seamlessly. Digital ethics goes beyond a technical protection, as it focuses on doing what is morally right in the online space. Marketers must design every online campaign with honesty, transparency, fairness, and respect for customer privacy at every step of their digital communication, in addition to follow data protection. So technical protection is by default necessity, but digital ethics should be done for a customer, winning customer trust and establishing long-term relationships. Cybersecurity and digital ethics form the backbone of responsible digital marketing. to ensure that technology serves customers safely, and businesses can act with integrity, and trust remains at the heart of every digital transactions. This also takes care of the cyber threats, and the security-first mindset is very useful. A single cyber attack or data breach can cause huge financial and reputational damage. With rising cyber threats like phishing, ransomware, and deepfakes, marketers also need to be alert and proactive. And this, because of this risk, financial service providers must have a security-first mindset. They should be proactive in dealing with any such threats. Only then mishaps could be avoided. This means that always preparing for risk, training workers to spot cyber threats, and having a clear plan ready to use right away if a breach happens. Ethical marketers must align their digital activities with the national and international security regulations, because the globalization has allowed the financial service providers to sell their products and services across the globe, and they also interact with customers globally, and hence following both national and international cybersecurity regulations has become very important.